The end of Parshas Kitetze has Chiris Ma'at Amalek. Zechoras Asher Osam Paul Malik Vederech Vatez Ben Mitzrayim Asher Korcho Baderech Ma'izaniv Bechol Kohanech Hashomim Acharecho Vato Yek Yogea Vlo Yireh Elikim Asher Korcho Baderech Asher Yadzeh Pipshot Yom Yizimim Lashem Mikro Lashem Chiris Ve'izaniv Bechol Kohanech Hashomim Acharecho. They gave you a makazono. They cut off all the people that were the stragglers behind you. V'ato yef yageya. And you, Klal Yisrael, were tired and weary. V'lo yarei elikim. And they did not fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is v'lo yarei elikim going on? Who is it going on? Pasha p'sha and the pasuk. What is it going on? Who is v'lo yarei elikim? The pasuk says that it starts off with Amalek asher karcho baderech. And they cut off all the stragglers. V'ato oyev v'yogea. V'lo yarei elikim. So Rashi brings down from the Sefri. V'lo yarei elikim. Amalek elikim. Milaher elecho. It's going back to Amalek. Lo yarei Amalek elikim. Interesting, the Hamikdavar, though he himself, the Nitziv has a pirush on the Sefri, and he goes like Rashi, but he says that in Hamikdavar, he says it's referring to, lo yarei elikim is referring to Klal Yisrael. V'lo yarei ato elikim. Because you were not Yor Elikim, because you didn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with you, you didn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam Kilu. You weren't there. You didn't fear. You didn't see. You didn't. Yir Hashamayim is means to fear. But Yor Elikim, you weren't there with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Mamelo. That's why you were Oyef V'Yogea. That's why you were tired out and weary. In other words, if a person would realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was with him, he would have Yir Hashamayim. He would be there. A Kodesh Baruch Hu would be in his outlook, where he would see the Ribbono Shel Olam in his perception. Then he wouldn't be Oyfei Yogea. He wouldn't be tired out. He wouldn't be weary. I was just thinking just this minute as I was coming up here. I was walking from the main building to Mei Sharm. Somebody was with somebody's carrying pushing with a hand truck about ten different types of cans, Coke and all types of drinks. And all of a sudden, as I'm walking, you see one of the cans goes flying down. I didn't see where it came from. I presume that's where your mother came from. So I quickly stuck on my foot. They caught it right before it went underneath the car. And I went back to him and I said, is this yours? Yeah, thank you so much. And he took it. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. I just only realized it was Marin Oymed on it because this is Parsha. It's the mitzvah of the Shabbos Avida. I was thinking, there's mitzvah d'oraisa that are literally rolling around by our feet. Literally. In this case, it was actually I caught it with my foot and I stopped it, and it took me approximately between 3 and 5 seconds to be able to be mekayem this mitzvah d'oraisa. He kept on going. He wasn't paying attention to the fact that it went. He was already maybe 15 feet in front of me. That's it. I ran after him and I gave it to him. But Be'etzem, for a person to realize what a mitzvah d'oraisa is and how he has the ability to gain from every mitzvah, like we said last week, right? So one mitzvah, the Esther Shtayman, one shekel, how could you split it between 6 million people, give it the initial 6 million people? What is one shekel divided by 6 million? He says, you're right, one shekel divided by 6 million is nothing. But one mitzvah divided by 6 million is nitzchias. Mitzvah is nitzchias. One word of Torah, like the Gain says from Yerushalmi, can I get the tariag mitzvahs? To appreciate that every single second that a person has, he's able to gain, a person would be on fire. A person wouldn't be oyev yogea if he realizes that he's the Yor Elikim. If you realized what every mitzvah is, you realize what ability he has, put on tefillin in the morning, a person would be in a different situation. I'm just thinking now. He told me he gives tours in Europe. And he said that after the tour, there was a bunch of boys, and they sat down together afterwards. I don't know if they had come to the center, and afterwards everybody was talking. And each one was speaking about the highlight. What was the highlight of the trip? So one of them said, the highlight of the trip was the story that you said about the Berdichever. Remember Berdichev? You said a story about the Berdichever. That was the highlight of the trip. And because of that, I'm going to start putting on tefillin. What was the story? It's about the Berdichever. He says, the person that was telling me the story told me, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the stories in my mouth. I have so many stories and so many different things. The story that I pull out, it's one story about each person that he says, by each camera that he goes to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in my mouth. What was the story? He says the Berdichever Be'etzem was a Litvak. And he became a Gvorner. He became a Chassid. The kids, so what happened was, he became a Chassid, so he stopped wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So it was Sukkot, and after Shmini Atzeres, and he was waiting. He hadn't put on tefillin the entire sukkah. Gitzer, after the last day, he stood up. He waited the entire night. He was looking at the sky, looking to see when's the first time, Misha Yaki, when is the first time we'll be able to put on tefillin, that he should be able to put on tefillin, because he hadn't put on for so long. You're right, Enochanami, the mice, you're not supposed to put it on, but he couldn't help the chani. This boy, it touched this boy so much, that he says, from that story, I'm putting on the tefillin. What's the amazing thing, is that the guy told me that he met this boy 6 months later, and he said that since then I haven't missed a day. He was in Ish. He wasn't makbet put on tefillin when he was before the trip. He wasn't. Since that day, I haven't missed a day. What was so? First of all, the story has a kayach that other things don't have. But the story is just showed how much somebody appreciated a mitzvah. To appreciate, he's willing to stay for the entire night for it. It's just to show the appreciation of the person would appreciate what he has. You wouldn't be able to again if you realize that every minute that you have to learn is a matana to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then a person would be on fire. When a person's on fire, the nikud is when a person's on fire, there's so much more that he can accomplish. Ayev v'yageya, I like to say over that I heard from one of the Mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael. He says that there's six main reasons why a person doesn't have gishmak and people that don't have a gishmak and learning, six main reasons. He says the number one reason is why a person doesn't enjoy learning, the number one reason. The number one reason is, and I think it's so true, is he's pashut too tired. Means he wakes up, he gets up in the morning, he comes to Seder, and he's going to Gemara, he gets a tesis, and all of a sudden his head starts drooping. And he quickly shakes himself open, and he says, and sure enough, his head starts drooping again. He gets up, after 15 minutes, he's like, what's going on here? What's Tesis talking about? He can't figure out this, the life of me. Of course he can't figure out this, the life of me. He's supposed to figure out the Tesis of the life of you. It's like, Chazanish writes in Igris, it's Kima Hevel Ahedra Hevel Atoyu. So the person that puts the pot on the fire and takes it off for 2 minutes later, puts it back on the fire, and 2 minutes later takes it off, puts it on. So it's never going to boil. Of course, you're into Tysus, then you start drooping your head in the room. That's the. When a person is tired, so in Echanam, you're not going to drink because you can't figure out what this is talking about. When you can't figure out what this is talking about, so you have no idea what the Marshal was asking, so you don't know what the rest of the Marshal is asking. Again, this year, you don't know what that Tysus is asking, you know what the Rebbe said in Tysus, because you don't, of course, you don't understand. You don't understand. It's not Gashmak 100%. But if a person really works on it himself, and he can take whatever it is, take whatever aspect of Torah that it is, something that interests him, and work on it, guaranteed that he will have enough. Guaranteed. Work it out, work it through, give a shir on it, whatever it is, some chaburo, write down a shtickle Torah of it, it could be one small half of an A4 page, write it down, whatever it is. I'm guaranteeing, tried and true, for sure, that a person, but he has to work on it, that means he's into it. It's something that, the problem is when it gets to Elul, a lot of times people have a little bit of Yish. That's the time when people have Yish, because what are you supposed to do? Elul, like, you're supposed to be doing something, you're supposed to be feeling a certain way. We know, even the fish in the tank, right? They were fish in the tank, I don't feel nothing, I don't know what's going on. I should be feeling something, I don't feel something, and I'm supposed to be Chayz B'Tshuva, I don't really know how to be Chayz B'Tshuva, I don't know. And that's sort of Elul, back and forth, so we're holding by Yud Bey Zelo. And then the next thing you turn around, it's ready, the first day of Slichel, speaking to somebody today. And they say, older person, and they can hear it. They weren't exactly holding what they were. They asked me, if they finished Slichel already? I said, as far as I'm already saying Slichel from the beginning of El. But Baruch Hashem, we didn't start Slichel yet. I think we missed the whole Slichel already. But that's what happens. The next thing you know, did they finish Lichas already? Yeah, sure, they did finish. We're already singing the Shana Abba Yerushalayim Abaniyah. We gave a Shefer, blasted a Shefer after Yom Kippur, and that's it. We're going on to building the Sukkah. What do we. It's the Shtikl Matzah of Yush, and Oye Veyogea. That's the Matzah. When it's Lawyer El Gim, you don't know what to do with. So. The first thing straight is that there is no Yish. No matter what matzav the person's in, no matter how many times he tried, and how many times he failed, and how many years he's holding and trying to work on the exact same thing, there is no matzav of Yish. A person is not the fascinating story I saw of Yankov Galinsky says, the story says, that somebody came with a friend of Yankov Galinsky, met him after the war, and he said, I lost everything I have. I lost my family, I lost my friends, I lost my parents, I lost my yeshiva, everything, I don't have anything. Totally Miyush, he wants to give up. He says that he also went through the war. Younger Lindsay, he was in Russia most of the time, Siberia. But he says, let me take it to the Chazanish. So he went to the Chazanish. The Chazanish told him, he says, there was a story that happened the times of Yitzchak Chomin, Kovnum, that a lady, there was a woman who ran her husband's business. He was learning, she was working, and from time to time she would go to the big town, to the fair, and she would buy, she would purchase merchandise that she would be able to sell in the store that she ran. One time she took all her money, whatever it was, 10,000 rubles, and she went to the town, went to the big city, and went to the fair. Lo and behold, she gets to one place that she wants to buy something, and she sticks her hand in her pocket, and she sees that the money is gone. Simply gone. She doesn't know what to do. It's her savings for the whole year. She goes to the town's, the rev of the town, and she says, please announce to everybody that whoever finds the money should bring it to me. Sure enough, the rev announces, and an Anivavian comes to the rev, and he says, yep, I found the money. I found the exact money that you, amount of money that you said that this person lost, I found it. However, I also learned Tehillim Metzius in 5th grade, and I know that it's a Yir Shiru B'Yakum. The halacha is that a person is Miyayish, Misiyayish, and the money is mine. And I have a daughter who's got to get married. So it's Matan Min HaShemayim. And if I'm not Mechuyev to pay, I'm not interested. I came because the Rav told me that I should come. But if I'm not Mechuyev to give the money, I don't want to give the money back. Because the Rav didn't know what to do. L'chari has a good time. The woman needed the money, but the mice, I'll be dating her, he's not Mechuyev to give back the money. What should he do? Kitzer, he was a little bit stuck, so he sent the story to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. And he got a letter, and he asked him, what does the Rav say? Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan writes back, the person is chayef to give the money back. Chayef to give the money back, what does it mean chayef? It's not sure, then we can understand, maybe. What does it mean chayef to give the money back? Why should we chayef? Chayef to Yishuv again? Said Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, whose money is it? The money belongs to the husband. Mashakon Yishakon Abaylo. It happens that she's the one that's making the purchases, but the money belongs to the husband. Mashakon Yishakon Abaylo. We need Bailam to be Misiyayish for it to be considered Yush. And the Bailam didn't know Bechlal, the money was lost. The husband who was the Bailam didn't know that the money was lost. It's Yush Lemidas. Yush Lemidas, Yipaskin, like Yabaylo, have a Yush. But Mela is not considered Yush. Mela, she's Mechuyev. The person that found the money is Mechuyev to get the money back. Turns the Chazanish to his fellow, and he says to him, you're right, you went through terrible things, and you lost your entire family. But you're not the Bailam in your life. The Ribbono Shel Olam put you in such a situation. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that says that you're going to live, even though the entire family didn't live, and he's giving you another chance. You're not the Bailam to be Misiyayish Bechlal. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Bailam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Bailam in your life, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you and telling you not to be Misiyayish. And Baruch Hashem, he left with newfound chizuk. That's the matzav for Yiddish, that there's never a matzav of Yiddish. There's never a matzav of Yiddish. Actually, in this week's parasha, it says, Chiyah ba'ish chet mishpat mavis, v'humas v'saliso yisraelayit. A person did something that is chayiv miso. The halacha is, that kolan is kolan nitlin, anyway, that's chayiv skilo, this mamish the worst of the worst. Skilo is the most chomer of the misas bidei, of misas bezdin. The halacha is, v'saliso yisraelayit. M'choyiv, to betray them after the skill alates. Loisol and Yvlosi alates, he covered the commander we have a hook, he killed us like Kim Tolui, but Lois Thomas and also Shem and Kilhams and Honachalom. The halacha is, you're right, you're supposed to put him up on the tree, hang him up, however, you gotta take him down before nighttime. Why? He killed us like Kim Tolui. Rashi says, what does that mean? That, Moshalamad Avadema, that there's twins, that one of them became a melech, became a tsar, another one became a robber, and sure enough they caught the robber doing something wrong, and his picture was all over the newspapers. Everybody that saw it thought that it was the king that did something wrong. So he says that Kilas Lekim Toloi means that every Yid is made Diukunei Shel Melech, every Yisrael Himbonov, everybody is Diukunei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despite the fact that he did something that he deserves skila for. Mamish, the worst of the worst. Nevertheless, he's the most Duke Nesha Melech. He's still a Duke Nesha Melech, one of him. And therefore, be careful with his bizarre and make sure that he's not in his bazen. No matzah, which is a matzah of Yush. But Lamaisa, what do we do? What do we do, Lamaisa, when again, to Chuvanel? I tried again. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us another chance, another Elo, that means that we have another opportunity. That means that not to be Misiyayish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Misiyayish. He gave us another Elo. So that means not to be Misiyayish. But what do we do to Ma'isa? So the truth is that anything that we do, even the smallest of the small, is a big thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big thing, the chizuk that we do in El, the chizuk that we do as a tshuva, the smallest of the small has the tremendous ramifications. Like we said, we mentioned in the past with the shekel. Every mitzvah, even the smallest thing, is Rav Steinman gave a shekel for 6 million people. They asked him, you can't divide shekels by 6 million. He said, yeah, but mitzvah is mitzvah, so you can divide by 6 million. Every little bit is so chashuv. Especially, this expression says, Kisita l'mocham alevecho. We also know, Hashem l'kam v'yidei hachem v'shvita shivya. This is the parasha of Yifas Toyar. Yifas Toyar was he went out, and he was, we're talking about somebody who went out to Muhammad, and he brings home a shikta. What happened? He went out. He went out from his element. When you go out from your element, anything can happen. A male person should be careful when he's going out. The smallest chizik that he makes in such an area, Rav Volbo would say that when he was in the mirror in Europe, they noticed that Lazer Yudel, the Rishiva back then, he would never walk in the main street. Now we're talking about in the main street in Mir, 85 years ago, it probably wasn't all that much pretzis. Now you go outside, Rahman the Sun. So the smallest thing, and even so, he would go on a side street. So we have ability, you're going outside, so if you don't have to go outside, don't go outside. You have to go outside, there's 2 ways to go. You go on a side street instead of going on the main street. The smallest thing that you do as a chizuk is tremendous in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's there's nothing which is small. There's nothing small. Not only that's really the yisoid for tshuva is the small things, and that's the something that a person has to be makir. I always say it over from Yehudas and Eber. If a person would really understand this, it would change his whole outlook on tshuva and really help a person not be misyayish but to get the tshuva. It's the small things, the small, the easy. That's really the makir for the tshuva. That's the chiv tshuva. L'mashal. Person, that's the smallest thing, as you said, really. That the smallest things, that's the easiest things for a person to do, that's the biggest tie on the person. The things that are very difficult for a person to do, so then we understand why he's not doing them. So it's not such a tie on him. But the things that are easy, that he could do, that it's simple for him to do. You can go down 2 streets, go down the right street, instead of go down the left street. So you'll save yourself the nisyanis. From the Chidah, it says, Nisuk's Parsha, Kisivin Abayas Chodesh, Yisisa Michael Gagecho. It means when you're building a new house, you're building yourself again, you're starting a new year, and you're trying to build yourself again, and the first thing you do is you make a mica, you make a geder to make sure that you're not nechshal, you don't fall. And a person is, that's the first thing that a person does. Is a person is not, don't put yourself in the matzah when you start in the first place. Don't think you have 2 streets to go down the street, there's less streets than the other street. You might as well go through the back street when you want to go to wherever it is that you're going. You might as well, savisai, you got to get there, and savisai, you can go down the other street, why not? But the biggest thing when you get to tshuva is l'mashal. The person wants to work on chizuk in seder. Let's talk about second seder. The almost your second seder. Kaplan's pushing the oilum. We got to finish. Kopei dalet. So what means chizuk in seder? So I'm going to learn. Make sure that I learn 3 hours seder. 4 to 7. We're going to learn. Now, a person has to make a cheshbon. How much does he really learn? So, well, He comes on the Yeshiva's bus, and then he goes and he davens mincha, and by the time he comes, it's like 4:12, 4:15, then he sits down, 5:15, he goes out for a coffee, bathroom break, and then by 6:45, 6:30, 6:45, he's ready to leave, and gets there at the end of the day, he makes the cheshbon. How long does he learn? An hour and 47 minutes. Once we miss chazik. So what's the way to miss chazik? That's it, we're going to recover ourselves 3 hours. The person does that, sure enough. First day, we have to learn 3 hours. Second day, also 3 hours. Third day, it's already getting tough, and by the fourth day, it's out the window. He's back to his hour and a half, wherever it is. Why? Because he wasn't holding there by 3 hours. So what is the way? What is the way to Ms. Chazik? This person that learns an hour and 47 minutes, what's the Kabbalah that he should be making? The Kabbalah that he should be making is to learn how much? An hour and 47 minutes. Why? Because he knows that he can do an hour and 47 minutes. He knows that's what he can do. So don't schmooze today for 10 extra minutes and you only learn for an hour and 37 minutes. The chizuk, the Kabbalah is, I'm doing what I can do. That's what's easy for you. That's what you know that you could do. You could do that hour and 47 minutes. 3 hours you don't know that you could do. So the first step of tshuva is doing the things that you know that you could do, ensuring that you're doing those things. The chizuk of Elul and the chizuk of tshuva is, the first step of tshuva is to be mischazik in what you know that you could do. What do you have the ability to do? you know, when you speak to this and this person, you generally don't have, you sit together with this person during lunch, so you generally don't have a problem with Lashon Hara. Why? Because he's a type of person you don't want to speak such things with. So then, that's the easiest place to be Makban Lashon Hara. You know that over here you could do it, it's not a problem, the person has a problem with Lashon Hara. That's where he starts. Not that trying to close your mouth the entire day, it's going to backfire, and you're going to be back to the beginning. So of course, it wasn't Matzlich, I tried this, I tried that, I tried to be with Chazik, I went to sleep early, and I just can't learn 3 hours. You're right, you're not holding by learning 3 hours. Bemela and Echanami, the Chizik is, and that's the first step, if people would realize that, then not only would it give them a push to do tshuva, because it's something that they know that you can do, it's something that's in their ballpark, but that's really the first step, that is the way to do tshuva. That is the way to do tshuva. So there's no reason for yish. There's no every step that you do, the chizuk that you do, I'll be mekabel, bli neder, to learn those hour and 47 minutes. And it applies whatever it is, coming on time to shachar. You're going to come only 5 minutes late because that's what you know that you can do as opposed to 15 minutes late. Whatever it is that the person knew, the first step is, I'm not gonna budge from here. When I see that I'm able to do that for whatever it is, a week or two, right? Then we continue from there. The first step is the small step. It's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the chizuk. You should be zeichet to do. And then it's the tshuva, be mischazik, like the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to be.